Friday, 18 December 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Sure glad you're tuned in to this broadcast. The Calvary Hour is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church, which is located in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We are looking at rebuilding the foundations, or laying the foundations, literally, for many generations. And we've been looking at the fact that Jesus Christ is the only foundation for our lives, for our faith, and that foundation work is necessary. It can be very expensive. It can be dirty and laborious work. And today we're going to be looking at this truth, that foundation work is often unseen by others. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Speak to my heart, hearts of all of our listeners. And Lord, may we be sure that we're building on a firm foundation, even the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. In Isaiah 58 and verse 12, "And they that be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in." Ezra answered the call of God and led a group of people back to go back and rebuild the temple. They had to relay the foundation. Nehemiah was called of God, and he and those with him, to go back and rebuild the walls. And if you're familiar with the book of Nehemiah, you know that chapter 3 is a precious chapter where all the people, except a very few, joined together to rebuild that wall. There were some people called the Tekoites who were very industrious, but the Bible says that their leaders put not their hand to the work. And again, we see that foundation work, the foundation of laying the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Verse 11 of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." Now, on the last broadcast, we told you about experience we had here at the Calvary Baptist Church, the building we have been meeting in primarily now for the last 35 years, could have been a real deficit. It could have been a complete flop had we not taken the advice of some people who told us what the condition of the soil was like that we were going to build on, and we followed their suggestion. We obtained a soil engineer. He recommended driving pilings, and thanks be to God that he did. We've been able to enjoy this building now for 35 years. We would maybe never have been able to occupy it had we not listened and not gotten down to the rock. You see, there was a lot of muck. There still is a lot of muck under the building. But down beneath that, there is a shaft of rock. And I'll tell you, it was interesting to watch the pile driver driving those pilings. It would go so easy until the pilings came down to rest on the rock, and then when the hammer would come down on the piling wouldn't move, but the hammer would bounce back up. You see, not only is it expensive and dirty and necessary, but foundation work is not, quote, glory, end quote, work. Many people never see the foundation of a building, that which is such an important part of that building. By the way, many people never know the foundation of a particular church or a particular ministry. And I think, dear friend, that's a shame. I know we don't go back and live in the past all the time. That's not what I'm suggesting. But we are to look unto the rock out of which we are hewn. And when you think about the buildings that you occupy, how many times have people been in the building here at 1821 Rim Avenue? And of course, they have no reason to see the foundation. They had no occasion to see it. They were not around when the foundation was laid. And the same thing is true concerning the church itself. Oh my, I and some of the folks in this church can think back over the battles and blessings that we have seen over the years. And other folks come in and all they see is what is here now. Praise God, I hope they'll be the ones to carry the work on forward. A little story came to mind as I was saying that. I heard about a young preacher that went into a ministry some time back, and he was looking over a very successful ministry. The pastor was quite aged, and the young man said to the pastor after he saw all the blessings, he said, "I would give everything I have to have a minister like this." And the old preacher said, "Son, that's just about what it costs us." Now, it's not built on human worth. It's built on divine worth. But God does use humans in his work, W-O-R-K. He uses them to be builders and to be battlers as well. And dear friend, if we're only going to do that which can be seen by others, we'll never be really laying foundations. But once again, let me say that the work of a foundation has to be at the beginning, yea, many times before you actually start building the building itself, you have to build a good foundation. That's what we read about here in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, is it not? Let me read that to you just real quickly again. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 10 and 11. "According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder," this is the Apostle Paul writing, "I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." And those of us who had the opportunity to be in the founding of churches, the early days of a ministry, whether it's a church or a school or whatever it might be, we had some blessings that a lot of other people might not have. You say, "Yeah, preacher, and we had some burdens that other people won't have too." Well, that's true. They go along together. You study the book of Nehemiah. While they were rebuilding the walls, you know how they labored? They labored with a trowel in one hand to lay the mortar, and they had a weapon in the other hand. And it's interesting that Nehemiah said they didn't even put off their clothes except to wash them. They slept in their clothes because they had to be basically, quote, on duty, end quote, all the time. Somebody said this. I don't know who it was. I would like to attribute it to whoever this is due. But someone said, when people are working together, you know, so much could be done if nobody cared who got the credit for it. So much could be done if nobody cared who got the credit for it. Now, the next thing we want to look at concerning foundations is that they have to be a sure footing. They have to be a sure footing. What do you mean by that, preacher? I mean the foundation itself has got to be laid right. The planning for that, the digging out the trenches for the foundation has got to be right. You sure don't want a foundation that's going to roll. You don't want a foundation that's going to move, because the weight of that building is going to rest on that foundation. Now, we'll start this today, and probably, God willing, we'll get to it on our next broadcast. But laying a foundation not only needs to be, it be a sure footing for the building, but let me say this, it is also time-consuming. It's not only expensive, it can not only be dirty and hard work, but it's time-consuming as well. You know, we live in, as I said on past broadcast, we live in this quickie generation. Fast food, fast this, fast the other. We don't have time to wait. We have one of the most marvelous things in our house. One of our daughters gave it to us. We have a little pot that heats water. You know, you used to say, a watch pot never boils. Well, boy, this one will. You can put water in this thing and turn it on, and I mean, in a few seconds, you hear that water heating up, and it doesn't take long at all. But God's work does not go like that. God's work is not built that way. It's time-consuming work. Paul and Barnabas would spend a year teaching the disciples at Antioch before the folks there would be called Christians. Well, we're going to start there, God willing, on our next broadcast. But in the meantime, let me say that I hope you're making plans of being a good fundamental Bible-believing church this coming Lord's Day. What a blessing it is to be able to meet together with the saints of God. We're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but we're together and so much the more as we see the day approaching. Maybe some of you say, "Preacher, I would love to do that more than anything, but I'm not able." Well, do you have access to the internet? If you do, please join us at www.calbapt.org. And please join us next broadcast if you can.